Anybody else?
It looks like Ben Worcester would like to speak.
Good afternoon. My name is Ben Worcester. My family owns and operates EMR Solid Waste Transfer Station and Solid Waste Storage Facility in Southwest Harbor. We serve the MDI area communities, and I've been involved in the Maine solid waste industry since the mid-1970s. The testimony I'm about to give, I swear, is the truth and only the truth. I am speaking in opposition to the proposed petition. EMR and other businesses and investors in Maine depend upon consistent rules, which include definitions, when developing plans for the management of their companies and the operation of their waste facilities and the services they provide. The present rules have been on the record for many years, and businesses have developed around those. There needs to be, in my mind, a very overriding need to change a definition. And I don't believe that that standard, in my opinion, has been met. Beneficial materials used in our waste industry are due to the present regulations. An example would be the use of residue from processing CDD, such as at Re-Energy in Lewiston, for landfill daily cover. If this material were not available as daily cover, an alternative material, and I believe that would be virgin materials, would be more detrimental to the state of Maine than what we're presently doing. That material may account for as much as 20 to 25% of the total volume of a landfill. It is my understanding that if the amendment is approved, Re-Energy in Lewiston could close its doors. 45 jobs would be lost, and as importantly as that, all the associated other jobs that are linked around moving CDD in and other materials out of Re-Energy. And there are, although my facility does not use Re-Energy just simply because we're not very well located to use it, but there are several communities in Maine that do use Re-Energy services. We use Juniper Ridge Landfill for CDD and MSW residual disposal. If this amendment were enacted, I project that our disposal costs will increase. I support the Maine solid waste hierarchy, and the communities that I serve financially support the goals of that as well. In closing, I respectfully urge the board to oppose the citizen petition to amend Chapter 400, Maine Solid Waste Disposal Rules. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Worcester. Any questions from board members? Okay. Seeing none, are there any others that wish to speak? I hear none. So, with that, and just a quick reminder that we will be accepting written comments on the proposed revisions to Chapter 400 until 5 p.m. on September 28th, 2020. Those can be filed either electronically by email or through the U.S. Postal Service. And with that, I will close the public hearing and wish everybody to have a great afternoon. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.